Lessons from Proudhon, or Pierre-Joseph Proudhon readings. Our Mother Earth is come not to destroy the law or the prophets, but to fulfill us. That we may establish Proudhon's, and he speaks for a free humanity, Proudhon's definition of justice, which cannot exist under the terms of decision-making by the few. Pierre Joseph Proudhon, quote, all men then are associated, all are entitled to the same justice, all are equal. And bear with me while I share a short excerpt from Waking Up that sort of illustrates this point. While all of us know intellectually that we are all interdependent, that I eat because you labor in the fields, that I light my home because you descend into the mines. This knowing is not rooted in interrelationships in real time. On a construction site, however, interdependency is up close and in your face. Your work is premised on it. You see the people on whom your life depends. This is a more powerful experience than words can adequately convey. But this experience has allowed me to know, when before I couldn't, that we can tackle the hardships, the confusion, the challenges and dislocations of the transition that must come without descending into race wars and street chaos, despite the fact that the podrunks, what I called Plato's tribesmen back then because I hadn't read Karl Popper, the podrunks, the pitiful, power-drunk few, will do all they can to seed destruction and reap their harvest of fear as a permanent state of our being. Large life and death decisions occur all the time on a job site, but what struck me most when I first started working in construction was the everyday fellowship. And I shared a couple of examples that I just loved, you know. This journeyman who screwed using one of these scissor lifts, and I was working in a movie theater. He told me, I didn't see this, but he told me he screwed an apprentice's tool bag to the pan deck. He was so mad because he saw this apprentice try to sabotage another brother's work. He was mad. Okay. I love him so much. I hope he's well. Another example was another journeyman telling a story about being mad and I know it wasn't his fault, but being mad at the general foreman for not adhering to tradition and sharing the scrap copper, the rabbit, with the apprentices as he was supposed to, and they dealt with him by shorting a measurement on a run, and that cost some money, folks. I mean, I don't know how it is now, but folks in the traders are serious, okay? And if we ever wake up, they got our back, trust. Except for the infiltrated ones. I had to learn that the hard way too. Ain't no area of economic activity that these folks have not infiltrated. It is a scary world, much scarier than I knew before I started on this path. Large life and death decisions occur all the time on a job site. This experience has allowed me to know, when before I couldn't, that we can tackle the hardships, the confusion, the challenges and dislocations of the transition that must come without descending into race wars and street chaos, despite the fact that the Plato's tribesmen, the global state statesmen, will do all they can to seed destruction and reap their harvest of fear as a permanent state of our being. Large life and death decisions occur all the time on a job site. But what struck me most when I first started working in construction was the everyday fellowship. I love those guys and gals. I hate that word gals, but it's the alliteration. What can you do? But until the world is whole, solidarity ekes out a diminished existence on isolated enclaves that are mere placeholders for structurally constituted wholeness. Realized wholeness requires the freedom to create each day anew. In listening to our bodies, thank you, Prince, for that gift. In working collectively, uncoerced, we build solidarity and we create ourselves, our wholeness, and we make culture. This freedom is the domain, the essence of culture. Progress, which is the next chapter, is its antithesis. And that is from the chapter, The Two Winds. And you can download Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, free as a PDF from the tools page of the Nascence to End Work website. Thank you so much, as always, for hanging in. Apology, as it's all too frequently the case, to Proudhon, or to whoever happens to be our ancestor giving us gifts. Occasionally we got a real live one, but not at the moment. We're reading Proudhon. Stay strong, my brothers and sisters, all my relations. I love you so much. Until next week, I love you.